What's going on, guys? Your boy B Spellman here today with another one from one of my favorite articles, New York Post. It says RFK Jr. quietly changes his stance on reparations after major blowback. It says, this is the article story by Diana Glablova. I'm butchering it. Independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. quietly changed his policy race-based reparations, deleting his initial stance from his campaign website after backlash ensued following reportedly by the Post. The 69-year-old White House hopeful had first stated on his campaign site that he planned to rebuild black infrastructure by issuing direct redress payments or tax credits to victims of Jim Crow and other victim persecutions. Internet users from the right and left expressed outrage over his reparation policies after the Post reported on his stance, racking up over 5 million views on X. Those on the right say Kennedy has just lost all support from the GOP, while those on the left said he didn't go far enough. Kennedy's campaign website originally read these programs permitted direct redress payments or tax credits to the descendants of Jim Crow and other victims' persecution. Kennedy's campaign website now reads that he would make federal dollars available to devastated communities across the country, not just black. One day after the Post reported, Kennedy's campaign quietly edited his website to expand his policies to devastated communities across the country. Targeted community repair will be available to devastated communities across the country, not just black, the site now reads. The criteria will be around need, not skin color. However, because there are so many black communities in need, this program will channel significantly resources toward the rebuilding of these most devastated communities. DC Chrono, my policy targeted community repair is not the same as race-based reparations. The program will make capital resources available to the poorest and most desperate communities in America. These include inner cities, the Rust Belt, Appalachia, devastated. Kennedy also to a critical social media post claimed that he had never been for race-based reparation. My policy target community repair is not the same as a race-based reparations. The program will make capital and resources available to the poorest and most desperate communities in America, include inner cities, Rust Belt, Appalachia, and the devastated towns of the Farm Belt, etc. Yes, because black people are desperately poor. This program will benefit them disproportionately, but the criteria will be indicators like poverty, addiction rates, violence, etc., not skin color, he wrote on X. Kennedy's campaign did not respond at the time of the publication of his policy shifted. Interesting. Here's a poll which it says, how likely do you think it is that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will win the presidency in 2024? It's 86% says not at all likely, and 4% is very likely, 8% is somewhat likely, 1% it says other, no opinion. The post has 477 likes and 2K thumbs down. Let's see what the comments says. One user says, long past time for reparations, only paying for votes. Wonder if you remember that the secret hush-hush helicopter ride of the Tuha and the black unmarked helicopter back in early 1980s on our hospital. And, okay. Another user says, it's the Democrats who should be unhappy at this change. Because in the raw numbers, there are more poor whites than poor minorities. Okay. Another you said, in other words, just keep tossing people's money, good money after bad, at the problem and watch nothing change. Another you says, if you close your eyes and listen to him, it sounds like Catherine Humbert speaking, she would be in favor of reparations too. It says reparations. Another use of reparations for what is 2023? You have only yourself to blame, not being what and who you want to. No one needs to hold your hand. I do not mind helping those poor in pocketbook, but I do mind helping those poor. What's my point of view? Well, reparations is not race-based. It's lineage-based. Lineage. I think that he should go into the Black American Freedmen's Bureau and start there. The Black American Freedmen's Bureau, because not only that, Black Americans came from slavery. They were forced here. Then Civil War happened. I don't understand why people keep saying it was civil. Nothing civil came out because people died. After that, it was what, the Black Codes. Then we had the Freedmen's Bureau, where our own government stole money from Black Americans that put in their money. Then after that, Jim Crow. Not to mention the different massacres that happened across the nation where Black Americans were inhabited in. What else? We got Jim Crow laws. So I like to straighten that out. When people talk about Jim Crow, it's Jim Crow laws. There were laws that told people that this is how you treat these certain type of people. It was a law for a good 60 years. That's a long time. So, do I believe in white supremacy? No. I'm more inclined there's a systemic racism where it's a lineage of racism because you had a law. And people need to understand there's laws have a very impact on people, on people's mindset. It really influenced your surroundings, you know, the environment. You're literally influencing the environment. So until people get that type of understanding but as a Black American who votes Republican, reparations is needed. And don't forget the red lighting. So that's my thoughts. That's my point of view. Till next time, guys. Be amazing.